It is time for us to check sports. And in sports, well, the Yankees got themselves a win. They defeated Texas 7-3 in a game really that was deadlocked up until the eighth inning when the Yankees rallied to win that game. Four-run inning allowed the Yankees to get their 7-3 victory, a three-game sweep over the Rangers, and move them once again into a playoff position in the American Wild Card chase. They have the they are now tied in the second wild card slot in that game. So that's the story about the Yankees. Now, let's go to Major League Baseball and let's talk a little bit about the Red Sox and also some other teams. Yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to the Rays 7-1. There was a big scuffle in the game. The Rays clinched their playoff position. And the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and the Red Sox really have formed a four-way don't like one another club. So it'll be kind of interesting to watch what happens the rest of the way. Once again, the Red Sox pounded the Mets into oblivion 12-5 last night. As we take a look at the standings right now, and we'll do wild card, Tampa Bay, Houston, and Chicago all have the lead in their divisions. And the two wild card teams, if the season were to end right now, would be Boston and the Yankees. Toronto is a half game back, Seattle 2.5, Oakland 3.5 back. In the National League, San Francisco, Milwaukee, and Atlanta all have leads in their division right now. And if the wild card were to be played right now, the Dodgers and St. Louis are the teams that are involved in that race. They have the slots secured. Cincinnati's 4.5 back, Philadelphia 4.5 back, and the Mets 9.5 back. So it doesn't look too good for the Metsies. And even for the Yankees, they just play too inconsistent to count on what they're going to do, especially in a one-game playoff if they get in. NFL tonight, week 3 of 18 weeks of football. The Panthers take on the Texans at 8:20. 8:20 is game time for the National Football League tonight. And that is a check on sports.